The authority that oversees City of Tulsa-owned venues does not believe it can move Saturday's Trump campaign rally, despite concerns about filling a 19,000-seat arena in the middle of a spike in COVID-19 cases. Members of the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority concluded they don't have power to cancel contracts entered into by ASM Global, the company that manages the BOK Center. Casey Sparks and Doug Thornton with ASM say when they received the request from the Trump campaign last Tuesday, they ran it by state and local officials because of the potential public safety and health impacts.
The mayor's office response was that we support the event to the greatest extent the state and the president will allow based on the hours plan.
If he'd have said no, we would have said no too.
The mayor's office said the executives were referring at the time to the city's police capacity to address anything outside the BOK Center rather than the event itself. ASM says measures like temperature screenings, free masks, and antibody tests for BOK Center staff are in place, and they've requested a written safety plan from the campaign that did not impress Tulsa Public Facilities Authority member George Sartain.
To me, that's not enough. I mean, my business is still not open. My fiance's business is not open until September. And what about asymptomatic transmission? Your test is not going to cover that.
Oklahoma Health Commissioner Dr. Lance Fry says officials must stress mask wearing, physical distancing, and frequent hand washing to those attending.
Quite frankly, I don't know if the population that's attending this is the population that's going to listen to us, but we have to keep that message going.
About half of the BOK Center employees called to work the event have declined, ASM executives said. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.